Robot or not?
Robot or not?
This is a question from two listeners, Jono and Chris. It is about camping. What do you consider camping? And the examples given included backpacking, caravanning, staying in an RV, staying in a cabin. This was a conversation on the Incomparable member Slack. Our friend Tony Sindelar threw in that there is definitely a continuum of woodsy shelters that some people claim are camping, whether it's a cabin or a lean-to or even just a fairly rustic hotel room that may or may not have a TV in it. So what do you think? Where would you draw the line? If somebody says, John, let's go camping, what would you consider actually camping?
This is interesting because this weather has a big component. You would think it wouldn't. You think it'd all be all about like, oh, the structure. Are you in a tent? Are you outdoors? Are you in a cabin? But the weather is a factor because I'm going to allow that staying in a non-climate controlled cabin in weather that is not fit for humans probably qualifies for camping. But if you stay there and the weather is okay for humans, you're not camping. You're basically indoors at that point. So the distinction, and it's also kind of cultural, like the distinction is between how are we usually living? Like, because if we did this in the 1700s, maybe people's houses, you know, didn't have all the creature comforts they have today. So we could say, oh, are you camping because you live in an quote unquote unheated cabin in the woods? Like, right. It's not unheated. I have a wood burning stove like everyone else does. It's perfectly fine. It's like, but from our perspective in the modern age, a single wood-burning stove in the corner of a cabin is not the same thing as camping, or not the same thing as living in a house or whatever. So I would say if you go somewhere for the summer and you go on a lake and there's like a cabin on the lake and you just stay in that cabin and it has no heating, no cooling, maybe it doesn't even have running water, but you're inside that cabin and that's where you sleep, not camping. Go to that same cabin in the dead of winter where you will literally die if you don't go gather wood, put it into the wood-burning stove and set the fire. I'm going to say you're kind of camping. Now, that's borderline because you're not really outdoors. But the reason I'm allowing this is because I think, you know, the obvious things of camping of like you're in a temporary tent that you brought with you, or you're laying on a bedroll on the ground in the forest under the stars, like all clearly camping, right? But building a fire in your campsite and building a fire inside your unheated cabin, you're doing the same thing, which is, you know, produce heat in a way that is not the same way it's produced in my normal life so that I don't die. And whether or not there's a roof over your head when you do that doesn't really change the fact that that's an important activity that you're doing. So it excuses the quote-unquote building you're in, because in the end, that building wouldn't save you. If it's in the dead of winter, you have to build that fire to keep yourself warm. And you can do that outdoors, or you can do that quote unquote indoors. But again, that indoors isn't saving you.
I am amazed by the idea that literally the same setup is not camping if it's nice outside and is camping if it's not nice outside.
Or is not camping hundreds of years in the past when it was normal.
Well, yeah, but let's leave the past aside. Like if I've got the cabin at the lake and in the winter I can go there and do, you know, snowshoe stuff or cross-country skiing, and in the summer I can sit out by the lake or paddle around in a canoe, and it's literally the same thing on the inside, and I don't use the fireplace
summer. It's like the phrase people use for camping is roughing it. It's not rough when it's 72 degrees outside and you're in the cabin.
So if I go out into like in Hawaii and I'm just kind of laying out in a field somewhere and it's perfectly comfortable under the stars, is it not rough enough to be camping at that point?
No, anytime, like I said before, anytime you are outdoors or you're in a structure that you carried with you, that is just automatically camping.
Okay, so you're just saying beyond suffering comes into account when there's a structure.
Exactly, because normally the structure is there to take away the roughing it aspect of it. I think outdoors, as anyone who has actually gone camping or slept outside, it doesn't matter what temperature, what time of year, where on earth you are, sleeping outdoors has an aspect of roughing it that you're probably not familiar with until you've actually tried to do it. Because things live outside, and there are noises outside, and the ground is not as comfortable as you think it is.
Yep.
And, like, there is no situation in which that is not roughing it for someone who's used to sleeping indoors. But when a building comes in, sometimes that's not roughing it if the weather is fine and you have a bed or whatever. But try that same building in the dead of winter when it's 10 degrees below zero, and it is definitely roughing it.
So you are definitely not somebody who considers something like glamping, the glamorous camping. That's not camping. That's the that that's like a little glamping is like I would say it's like you got a cabin, but it's comfy out in the woods.
Does it have electricity?
Well, yes. I think glamping, it would definitely have electricity.
No. Yeah. No, you can't have, you yeah. can't have so, electricity.
I'll tell you where I'm coming from here. I used to go, when my kids were younger, to the a family camp run by the University of California Alumni Association. And we had what were called tent cabins. And so it was a wood platform with a canvas top. And in the winter, it's just snows there, and there's the tops come off, and they just get snowed on. But in the summer, there's a canvas top, and there are like cots basically on the inside, on the wood platform, and there is, John, this is going to disqualify for you if it wasn't already, an electrical outlet. That's it. But you would say not camping per se. Right,
because even without the electrical output, you're in a fixed structure in weather that doesn't require anything for you to do anything to avoid dying. So
it's true, it's true. It's a wood platform that yeah. you're.
I mean,
you're
I spent some summers up in the upstate New York in a trailer, essentially a trailer park. Like these things would be towed up there, like an RV type trailer. It'd be towed up by a truck and then plopped down, and some AstroTurf rolled out and a little awning rolled out, and they didn't have any heating or cooling of any kind. But they were indoors, and it kept the insects away, and we didn't need any heating and cooling because it was the summer, and it was definitely not camping.
Okay, so when I grew up, we had a camper on the back of our pickup truck, and we would drive up into the mountains or wherever, and you just sort of sleep in the camper, but you were out in the middle of nowhere. And you would say that's not actually camping because you're not outside.
Unless you do it in the winter, in which case you're going to need to start a fire somewhere so you don't die.
Okay. I think this is a very odd definition of camping, but it's your show. I'm just going to let you have it.
I was setting aside the easy one where, like I said, you're outside in a tent or outside with nothing. But I think this borderline one, the reason I'm not doing it to sort of take away from the people who are inside a building in the summer. I'm trying to give credit to the people who are actually go out into the woods in the winter.
I think what you're getting at that I agree with is there is definitely a spectrum of kind of the difficulty level of it, the roughing it, if you will, right? And if it's too comfy, it's hard to call it camping. And that's why the glamping thing, I feel like they call it that for a reason, because it's not really uncomfortable. It's easy and comfy. And we always, at the Cal camp, we always used to joke about the Stanford camp that was super fancy and nice and on the shores of Lake Tahoe. And that was definitely not camping. But if you say we weren't camping, that's fair. But we were definitely on that spectrum a little further down toward pain than the fancy people were. But
yeah,
still,
if it's glamorous, it's not camping.
Definitely not. Definitely not. All right. Well, I hope Jono and Chris are happy. And as for Tony Sindelar, there is absolutely a continuum of woodsy shelters. but it's more complicated than that.
Robot or not.